I'm going to go back to something you said about in the film, the integration of the quantum and the neurology and that sort of the biology part. Because people, we purposely in the film kind of left that vague so that people could put it together for themselves. And they're very interested in the science behind that. How would you see? How do you see them fitting together?
Well, you did a very nice job in fitting them together in one way in the film, and that is both really see. Both of these disciplines, modern quantum physics and molecular biology, neuroimmunology, they both say that we do create our own realities and that we have a lot of responsibility over the world in which we live, at least the way we experience the world and the way the world behaves towards us. That's a very good connection, actually. That was brilliant. Ultimately, what we'd like to see is, what is the physics of consciousness? We can ask that question today. What is consciousness? Where does it come from? What are the origins of consciousness? What are the limits of human potential? We're in a position to actually answer that now, I believe, although there's certainly not consensus yet in the scientific community about that. But with the real cutting-edge knowledge, the discovery of the unified field, the so-called superstring field, we now understand that life is fundamentally one. At the basis of all life's diversity, there is unity. At our basis, you and I are one. And that unity, at the basis of mind and matter, is consciousness, universal consciousness. So with that deep understanding that consciousness isn't created by the brain, it's not purely an outcome of molecular chemical processes in the brain, but is fundamental in nature. It's the very core of nature. We call it the unified field. Now that we have that foundational understanding of what consciousness is, we can solve the mind-body problem. We can see how consciousness percolates up through our physiology to become the consciousness that we experience and see in sensory perception, all of it. So there is a foundation now to really think rigorously, neuroscience with quantum physics. That might be really the next step in developing. You asked the question, what's the first degree? Now we're just on the verge of being able to answer those questions.
So you mentioned the unified field. People who never, a lot of people are going, well, that sounds nice, unified, one. Could you dive a little more technically into what the unified field is?
Progress in our understanding of the universe, the quarter century, has been exploring the in the universe are just ripples of on that ocean of existence. That's the unified field. And that field is not is a non-material field. It is ultimately the field of consciousness. And all our separate consciousness, wherever there's consciousness, is merely consciousness by virtue of the fact that my consciousness, your consciousness, are ultimately that. Everything in the universe is really nothing but that. Planets, trees, people, animals, we're all just waves of vibration of this underlying unified superstring. We are really united at our core. And ultimately the understanding that's emerging will be that there is only one consciousness in this room. And it is you. And it is me. And it is each and every one of us. We individualize our consciousness through the filter of our nervous system. But the consciousness itself, our very inner subjectivity, to experience. It's called enlightenment, and have been called enlightenment of the ages.
Life, the basis of it all. Life, the universe. How is knowledge lost?